We continue our education prayer focus, and today the major challenges for students. So several groups did some surveys to discover what are the challenges that our students are facing the most in California in 2025. Some of the issues overlap what teachers face. The main ones they found were overcrowded classrooms, poverty, mental health needs, digital equity, teacher retention and recruitment, and public sentiment and funding. So we're going to pray into these. So Father, we thank you that you are the great I am. You can do things that are bigger, greater, that seem impossible. Right now, looking at the sizes of the classrooms, especially the number of students in high school classes that rose in both urban and suburban areas, God, we need more teachers in California that can help eliminate the class size numbers overcrowding. So Father, you know how to help the administration, the marketers, the ones that are putting out the ads to try to recruit and retain teachers, help them get creative in how they get them in and ways to keep them that make teaching a fun, good legacy experience like it used to be. It used to be a job, a career that many sought after because of the pay, the consistency, the number of days off, the vacation time, and also the legacy that it leaves for everlasting. We pray, Father, for teachers that they would be able to give significant attention and student support so that the academic performance would not decrease because of the class size. Maybe in the meantime, they would bring in aides or have certain students help out in the meantime. And last year, one out of every five children live in households below the federal poverty line. So, Father, we pray for these homes to find ways to get more money. We pray for them to learn how to save, how to spend properly. We pray for the children that are in there, that the parents would see that school attendance is critical, that teachers would work with them. I know they're looking at some remote ways that students can make up attendance and make up the work that they lost so they wouldn't be falling behind. We pray that they would take advantage, the parents, of the free food that's offered, usually for breakfast, lunch, and even the free childcare after school. And we thank you, Father, for that. We are very concerned, and we will take a day just to focus on the mental health crisis in the schools that keeps coming up in every concern. So we just lift them up. They know that students are dealing with anxiety, depression, and social pressures because they don't have Jesus, and parents aren't taking them to the Lord, teaching them how to pray, teaching how to cast their cares upon you and leaving it in your hands, learning how to walk in peace, to pray and not be worried, to be anxious and not to be anxious, but to pray with thanksgiving. We pray that the technological disparity for some, that some have devices and very fancy ones and things that they can do, and teachers ask for class assignments to be done with digital tools. We pray that they would find ways that students can actually use the tools at school, and if not, that they would provide ways for the student to do it without having to use the online factors. And we also pray for the teacher shortage. Again, to find qualified teachers, and instead of there being high turnover rates, that they would look for ways to keep the teacher there. Get creative, make it fun, make it a place they want to be part of, get the teacher's involvement in the decision making, and that the public has negative perceptions about the quality of education, that would change as they get politics out of there and get the basics back in, teaching them the things they need to know without the political agenda involved. We don't need more disunity. And that they would also use the funds properly. In the mighty name of Jesus.